What would you do if you realized the path everyone told you to follow was leading you nowhere? For one 18-year-old pre-med student lying on his dorm room floor, the answer came from an unlikely source: The Price is Right. Alex Benayan's journey began with desperation, watching his roommate work confidently while he questioned everything about his future. The turning point? Winning a sailboat on national television, selling it for $16,000, and using that money to chase down Bill Gates, Lady Gaga, and Warren Buffett for interviews. This wasn't just youthful audacity, it was the discovery of what he'd later call the third door, that hidden entrance to success where you don't wait in line or slip through the VIP entrance, but instead run down the alley, bang on doors, and sneak through kitchens. What started as a naive mission became a 7-year odyssey that would teach him everything his textbooks never could. Alex studied biographies of Bill Gates and Steven Spielberg, searching for one answer: how did they start when nobody knew their names? His Persian Jewish immigrant parents had taken out a second mortgage for his education, expecting him to become a doctor. But seeing a recent USC math graduate scooping ice cream shattered that illusion. When no book answered his questions, his 18-year-old brain decided, write it yourself. The problem was money. Then came The Price is Right. Standing before Drew Carey in the final showcase showdown, Alex bid $30,000 on a magic mountain trip, Florida vacation, zero-G experience, and sailboat. Actual value? $31,188. He'd won by $145. His pre-med advisor said he needed summer chemistry to stay on track. The sailboat money gave him courage to email his parents about switching majors. His mother's tearful response cut deep. If you're not going to be a doctor, what are you going to do with your life? With $16,000 and a storage room in his mother's office building, Alex began his real education.
Success leaves clues, but extracting them requires audacious creativity. When Alex spotted Steven Spielberg at an event, he chased him down. Spielberg hugged him, the first student he'd seen all day, and gave a cautious maybe to an interview. But as Alex reached for his homemade business card, the film school dean intervened with a sharp no. She snatched his card and declared, "There are rules here." Those words could have ended everything. Instead, Tim Ferriss's The 4-Hour Workweek reignited his mission. Learning Ferriss would speak in San Francisco, Alex flew there and hid in a bathroom stall for 30 minutes to ambush him afterward. Their meeting went well, but weeks passed without response. Alex sent 31 increasingly desperate emails before finally receiving a yes, not realizing someone had vouched for him. During their interview, Ferriss shared invaluable wisdom about cold emailing: brevity, specificity, and humility. He warned about the fine line between persistence and harassment, advice Alex completely missed. But the real breakthrough came from Elliot Bisnow, a 25-year-old entrepreneur who'd created Summit Series. When Alex shared his game show story, Elliot exclaimed, "You idiot! You should always lead with that!" Then came the transformative lesson. Everybody has experiences in their lives. Some choose to make them into stories.
Sugar Ray Leonard revealed the hidden reservoir, untapped strength we all possess but rarely access. In his trophy-filled home gym, he shared how determination carried him through obstacles, from chasing school buses as a boy to build stamina, to fighting Thomas the Hitman Hearns with a swollen eye. He placed his championship belt around Alex's waist. Don't let anybody take that away from you. Elliot Bisnow taught exponential living. Successful people skip steps and reject society's prescribed path. Despite having little money, he donated $4,000 to play in a Hamptons tennis pro-am, strategically positioning himself among wealthy individuals who offered him places to stay, an Aston Martin, and invaluable connections. His boldest move? Organizing a White House event with days to prepare, creating FOMO by telling entrepreneurs, "When the White House calls, you answer." Elliot then offered Alex a job. Dan Babcock resolved the conflict with Warren Buffett's wisdom: create a priority list of 5 goals and an avoidance list of everything else. Success comes from ruthless prioritization.
After rejection from both William Morris agents, Alex stood on a New York sidewalk feeling worthless. His friend Brandon called with crucial insight. Walmart was trying to compete with Amazon. The lesson? You can't out-Amazon Amazon. Alex realized he'd been copying other people's playbooks instead of leveraging what makes him unique. At 3 a.m., he wrote a heartfelt email to his last chance agent. No calculated pitch, just raw honesty. She responded, "Call me." Despite his eagerness to rewrite his proposal, his friend Miki insisted he attend her costume party. The next morning, Alex was stunned to see Tony Shea chatting with Miki. When Tony approached with a clipboard labeled wishes list, presenting himself as a wish broker who takes 15% commission, Alex fought through fear and blurted out, "I want to be CEO of Zappos for a day." Tony agreed, offering 2 days since it was Alex's birthday. That evening, Alex overheard Tony giving book marketing advice about self-awareness. Alex abandoned Elliot's advice about playing it cool and told Tony how his book changed his life. Tony's eyes welled up. 2 weeks later, shadowing Tony through meetings, Alex learned many Zappos employees dream of the same opportunity. When Alex asked why Tony doesn't let employees shadow him, Tony simply replied, "I'd be happy to, but no one ever asks." After securing his publishing deal in 8 days, Alex crafted what he believed was the perfect email to Bill Gates's chief of staff. The reply? Brief congratulations with no interview offer. Panicking about failing his publisher, family, and agent, he frantically pursued Lady Gaga, Bill Clinton, Warren Buffett, and Oprah Winfrey, all rejections. Alex decided to properly research Buffett first. He immersed himself so thoroughly that he began thinking of the investor as Grandpa Warren. After rewriting his letter with personal details, he sent copies to Buffett's office and home. Arriving in Omaha during one of the worst snowstorms in 30 years, Alex checked into a decrepit Motel 6. The room was freezing with a broken heater, leaving him with nothing but tap water and airplane peanuts. A cockroach crawled across the carpet as he lay shivering, tears streaming down his face. Yet this darkness preceded breakthrough. Meeting Grammy-winning rapper Pitbull, Alex heard a philosophy that reframed everything. There's nothing better than to be an intern in life. The best CEOs started as interns. Despite his fame, Pitbull still embraces the intern mindset. He recently offered to intern for Carlos Slim Jr., willing to fetch coffee just to learn. His secret to continued success? Always staying humble enough to learn, even at the top. Alex's father's pancreatic cancer diagnosis at 59 brought crushing despair. During his Jessica Alba interview, her refreshingly direct response, "Oh shit, fuck," lifted a weight he didn't know he was carrying. Their conversation shifted to mortality. Alex realized Alba's billion-dollar company emerged from confronting death and asking what truly matters. "Facing death makes you sensitive to how delicate life is," she explained. Meeting Quincy Jones brought another lesson. "Your mistakes are your greatest gift." 4 days before his father passed, Alex rushed home to find him unresponsive, yellowed skin, and labored breathing. He wouldn't open his mouth for pain medication despite the caregiver's pleas. Then Alex's mother knelt beside him, gently placing her hand on his. The moment her voice reached his ears, his mouth opened seamlessly. Alex sobbed, not from sadness, but from beauty. His father was teaching him that at life's end, all that remains is your heartbeat, breath, and soul's connection to those you love. The third door isn't about shortcuts. It's about understanding that established paths have hidden entry points for those resourceful enough to find them. From Bill Gates to Lady Gaga, every successful person found their own version of that hidden entrance. They didn't wait to be chosen. They created opportunities through creativity, persistence, and authentic human connection. Life is too fleeting to stand in line hoping to be noticed. You have agency in creating your own path. You can bang on doors, climb through windows, or find the hidden entrance others overlooked. In a world that tells you to wait your turn, remember, there's always a third door. The question isn't whether it exists, it's whether you're willing to search for it.